Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Welcome back to Officially Unofficial, presented by Blue Wire Podcast. We're joined by a man that I don't know how to start this off, but he went viral last week. We're going to title this episode, The Puke Heard Around the World. It is my pleasure to welcome massive friend of the show, a massive Johnny Junta guy, Jonathan Heasley, to the pod. What's up, brother? How are we doing?
What's up, man? It's great to be back, as always. Just happy to be here.
I love that.
It's quite the headline, you know.
The Puke Heard Around the World. And obviously, I'm going to give you a chance to explain yourself. For people that don't know, Jonathan Heasley, last week, I believe it was throwing an absolute gem. And obviously, I know this because I'm dialed in on your stats. I believe, it was 7 shutty. He's about to throw a complete game shutout. He's on the mound. I believe it was for the last strike. Is that correct?
Full count.
Two outs. He turns around and he just projectile vomits on behind the pitcher's mound. So I got to know, what happened? Did you get after it the night before? And what was the deal? What happened here?
No, for sure it wasn't anything to do with the night before. So all throughout high school, I threw up before every one of my high school football games. Like, it didn't matter if we were playing the New England Patriots or we were playing the worst team in the league. Like, everybody knew 15 minutes before kickoff, I'm in the back stall, just letting it eat. And so I think it's just kind of always been a nerve thing. Like, it'll happen here and there in baseball, but that doesn't happen often. But pretty much every day I start, I could probably puke. Like, my stomach is kind of uneasy. It's just kind of uneasy all day. So it's just kind of something I got to figure out. I don't know. Maybe I need to see a psychiatrist or something and start working on ways to settle my stomach. But truth be told, I could probably throw up every game, and it just all happened to hit me at the worst possible time in last week. So
it's incredible, man.
Just glad I got the dude out, or I would have felt like a real idiot.
Yeah, no, but what you got to do, I mean, it's impressive, because I don't know if you're much familiar with the movie Semi-Pro, but Will Ferrell's character in Semi-Pro, he can't throw up. So
yeah,
he did like an ABC documentary about him when he was growing up because he couldn't throw up. I need someone to get into the analytics. I don't know if that makes sense. The science of the fact that why you always feel the urge to throw up. So have you played that in your mind? Like, your major league debut, it's just, you got to just tape your cap, you're throwing up, like, it's happening?
I mean, in that case, I might just have to bite the bullet before the game and just know that probably going to hit me at some point and just stick a finger down there and try and get it out before I get on the field.
So, I mean, we talk about Michael Jordan flu games, and in my opinion, I'm not going to be biased since I'm a big Jonathan Heasley guy. This is up there with it. I mean, you're throwing a complete game shutout, and you're literally storybook. You're down to your last out, and you just vomit. I mean, did you watch that video after the fact that you're like, the guy on second base at least like turned away, because that was pretty disgusting. Like, what was your thought process when you realized, holy shit, this is going to be on the internet in about an hour?
I mean, my thought process right when it happened was, I'm throwing one more pitch and I got to strike this guy out, because now my manager has seen me throw up. So if I walk this guy, he's probably taking me out of the game. So I was like, I got one pitch to just lay it all out there, and I better make it happen right here.
The worst part was
I was like, I kind of felt it, and there's a guy on first. I pick off the first, throw it away. So now I got to run over and back up. I got to run over and back up third. So now my stomach really rumbling. So I got to get up there and take a deep breath, and then it hit me. And I struck him out with a curveball. So it wasn't like I was throwing 97 line or anything. It's just verbal.
It's incredible. I mean, what were guys on your team saying? Because I don't know if they're maybe accustomed to it because you do it all the time, or like, what were they saying to you? Were they disgusted with you?
Everybody was just cracking up, just pretty much like only you kind of situation.
Dude, it's amazing. So have you had like over under five throw ups this year? Like, what's the total at?
Two, and they've been at two.
Two.
And they came in the last 2 weeks.
It's the humidity. It has to be the humidity.
I threw up the other day, but this time I made it off the field in between innings. It got to the bathroom. It was much more low key than this last time.
It's honestly, man, you gotta at some point, it's like I just have to soak it and just respect it. And that major league debut, obviously, I promised you I would be there. I might, like, I'm just gonna try to calculate in my head, all right, is he puking at this exact time? I'm gonna tweet it, be like, Jonathan Heasley just puked. The game is now officially started. Like, cause I just need to wrap my head around the fact it's something I've never seen before. And it's one of the most impressive things of all time. You see some videos of major leaguers do it, but when it's a guy that you're friends with, I was out of shock. I mean, you're like, it's the background of my Twitter now. Like, that's literally it's the header of my Twitter. It's the most.
I'm glad it could bring some entertainment out. That's for sure.
What did your wife say? I mean, was your wife like, what are you doing? Like, did you get drunk the night before, or she's accustomed to it also?
She knows that it's happened before, but she was just like, you're disgusting. And then I posted it on my Instagram, and she was like, you are sick. Nobody wants to see that. Like, why are you posting that?
And I could argue the fact that everyone wants to see that. Like, that I told
her it's what the people needed.
It is. It's like that shotgun Red Bull pre-workout or smelling salts before a game, that gets the people going. Just seeing a guy being – and what do you think it is, though? Is it the nerves? Is it the adrenaline? Like, what do you think could possibly be it? Because I'm amazed by it.
I think it's just a combination of adrenaline and nerves.
Wow. I'm amazed. It's incredible.
A little bit of caffeine.
I'm not a caffeine guy, by the way. Everyone roasts me for it. I don't drink coffee. Do you drink coffee before games?
Not before games. No, usually, no. Because it messes up. That messes up my stomach. Come out the other
end. Oh, I couldn't even imagine. I couldn't even imagine. And you, like... I just pray to God, honestly, just for my sake, for your sake, that you don't do it in your big league debut on the mound, just on that beautifully groomed field at Kauffman Stadium. Jonathan Heasley just projectile vomits behind the mound. It's going to be one of the most, if you do, you might legitimately break the internet, because like, you're obligated to get a tweet from Patrick Mahomes if that happens. Like, your account's blown up. So there's positives and negatives to it both, but were you trying to hold it in? Like, what was going on there? Like, it had to come out?
Yeah, I tried my best to hold it in. Like, I felt it for, like, I'm pretty sure I had him 2-2. And that's when it, like, really hit me. And I threw one fastball and, like, missed in. And I was like, all right, I'm going to try. I got on the mound, stepped off, and kind of, like, just had a couple dry heaves. And I was like, okay, maybe I just need to get a little burp out. Got back up there, and then it just hit me. I was like, all right, I gotta get it out.
So did you have to apologize to the grounds crew? Like, how does that happen? Like, what happens there? Because obviously it was the end of the game, luckily. But yeah, in the middle of a game, if it happens, what's the routine there? Like,
the trainer had to come out and, like, clean it up, like, spray some water on it, wipe it out, put some towels. So I'm sitting there feeling like, I just feel terrible.
And it but sucks because
at the same time, I'm like, get off the field. I got one pitch to throw. Like, I'm ready to go. I'm fine. Let's get this over with. And we can clean it up after. And but I had honestly, to wait, clean it up. I threw one practice pitch. I almost went off the backstop. And that was it.
Dude, and what makes it even worse is, imagine how embarrassing it would be for, like, the hitter. Like, the hitter just saw a pitcher throw up. He's clearly not in the right headspace, and he just punches out next pitch. It's one of the most embarrassing things. I would honestly rather, like, have one of those swings that Javier Baez had where the ball's 20 feet in front of the plate instead of getting punched out from a guy that just threw up. It's one of the most embarrassing things ever, but – you got to tip your cap to yourself there for owning it, for being a guy that's going to tweet it and not be that guy, the loser that's like, don't tweet this shit. This is embarrassing. You wore it on the chin, which is why you're a man of integrity. But I mean, is it a joke that's just continuing to go with the team now, or has it kind of died down?
It's died down a little bit, but you know, somebody comes in town every week and I get reminded of it. It's actually, it's the background of all the computers in our video room. It's just me just with the puke coming out. So They definitely let me know about it, but it's well deserved. I deserve.
It's such a power move to just be able to do that and then just immediately immediately strike the guy out. But let's go into, obviously this will be a short interview, but let's go into you've been carving this year. So what have you run up that fastball to? Because I know you're kind of a flamethrower. How you hit the 99s and 98s? Like, what's going on here?
I got to 98 like 4 outings ago for the first time, so that was pretty cool. Hit it like 3 times, so I was pretty pumped about that. But yeah, everything's feeling good, man. I kind of went through a little rough patch in September, or not September. What month are we in? August, September.
August. We're going into September. Yes.
Yeah.
So you went through, you had a rough patch, you're saying?
I had a little rough patch in July. I had like 3 starts in a row. I just kind of gave up. I was giving up homers. Like, I was making mistakes and I was getting punished. But so I just kind of had to fine tune some things, get the fastball command dialed back in. And last month has been solid. So just trying to ride this little streak out and finish the year strong.
Yeah. It's a weird, and the double A season for me, even minor leagues, is just so weird. I think your season got extended, correct? You guys are going until the end of September, or is that a hard one?
We go, our last game is September 19th. I think triple A goes through like October 3rd. Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, and then you also got to play with, and I talked about it with Marsh, in my opinion, the number one prospect in baseball, Bobby Witt. And my question to you is, do you think Bobby Witt has an idea what this podcast is? Like, have you, obviously you've retweeted, but do you think if he saw my face or if he saw the official logo, he'd be like, I know, I kind of recognize that. Can I put that on the resume?
You would know the t-shirt because I lived with him in spring training. I'm repping the pod.
So you're a walking advertisement.
I'm a walking advertisement. Yeah.
That's incredible.
I'm doing all I can to help out the pod.
I might put that in my bio. Like, Bobby Witt kind of knows who we are. Like, that's how I might put in my bio. But you got to see it firsthand. And I asked this to Marsh as well. But what this guy was doing in double A, he had no business being there, correct? I mean, this guy's a freak.
Yeah. I mean, he's a freak. I don't even know what to say anymore. It's just every day it's something new. He's hitting 3 bombs or he's making a sick play in the infield. But, I mean, yeah, he's legit, man. He's the best dude in the world, so it makes it even better. But, yeah, he's going to be a superstar for a long time. So
that's what everyone says about, obviously. I mean, he has good reviews. He's a locker room guy. But here's a chance to pop your own tires here. Would you say, because Marsh and every single guy I talk to, obviously Mueller, all these guys, say that you're one of the best locker room guys of all time. Is that something you kind of like put on, not on the resume, but is that something you take pride in, that you're one of the best locker room guys of all time? Just everyone loves you.
I mean, I definitely try to do that. You know, like, I feel like I like everybody. I get along pretty well with everybody. So I'm always like, I keep it on the looser side, you know, like I like to have fun. You know, obviously you got to lock it in when you got to lock it in, but I mean, I don't want to put my own tires, like you said, but I feel like I'm well liked across the locker room. But it's reciprocated. I like everybody. Everybody gets along.
Yeah, it's just kind of you're a locker room guy, but have you ever taken the risk of jumping on aux? Or no, you've never been an aux guy?
I get on when I'm in the weight room, there's a big booty mix or something's just blaring for sure. But I'm not a huge aux guy, honestly.
Who's the aux guy? Who's the aux guy for the double A team?
Well, it depends. We usually go like a Latin day and then somebody else gets it. Right now, Austin Cox, he's on it a lot. He's a big country guy, so it kind of gets mixed reviews here and there. But he's usually pumping some country music. And then we got the Latinos blaring their speaker on the other days. So we're vibing to some different things each day.
And it's the biggest alpha move of all time is having that guy that's a designated aux guy. It's such a massive responsibility. But it's a mass responsibility because you get roasted either way. You're going to have people hate you no matter what. But are you a country guy? Are you obviously from Texas, but are you?
Yeah. I honestly like everything. Like, I can jam in some country music. I can go a little rap, whatever.
Yeah. No, it's just, I'm a rap guy. I used to like country. And I'll say this, and this is a rule that I live by, and I saw a picture of you actually wearing these things. I have one rule in my life. And everyone knows this rule. It's don't fuck with a guy wearing cowboy boots or a cowboy hat. So you're a cowboy boot guy, which is something I probably never will be, because obviously, like, people beat the shit out of me. So what would you say? I mean, is that something you grew up with, being a cowboy boot guy, or is that something you kind of adapted with?
I didn't have a pair of cowboy boots until I got to Oklahoma State.
Okay.
So wow. It came in college.
Okay. So you
kinda, I mean, I'm sure I, I'm sure I had some when I was a kid, just growing up in Texas, but like I never wore them really like in high school or anything. I think I got my first like real pair of boots in college.
And this is a funny story. I don't think I've ever told this on the podcast. So I guess I'll tell it now. It's a short story. I was from a kid from like outside of Toronto area. I've never seen Cowboys in my life. So I go to Nebraska and there's a rodeo team at this school and I'm fucked up. I'm at a party. I've had a couple drinks. And I remember we're like driving away and we're passing the rodeo team, who are just a bunch of scary units. Like, they're yoke dudes. And I just scream at the top of my lungs right in their face, "Fuck the rodeo team," as we're driving away. I will never forget this. I was mangled. Not even an hour and a half later, I hear these Spurs walking down the dorm room and I get a knock on the door and it's the biggest dude I've ever seen in my, like, literally the biggest dude I've ever seen in my life. And he's like, "Which one of you said fuck the rodeo team?" But he knew it was me. He was pointing at me and he wanted to fight me. And I've never pussied out bigger in my life with anything. I just immediately was like apologetic because I was like, I was all bark, no bite there, like a chihuahua. But that's my, when I think of like Texas, when I think of like cowboy boots, I just think of that guy. And he was like 30 years old.
You don't want to mess with those dudes.
Is this an Oklahoma State of a nasty rodeo team?
I know they have a.
Or is that golf? Team. No, that's golf.
Well, they're golf and wrestling, but yeah, they're those dudes are the same way. Like, we always had the wrestling boys on our side, the wrestling dudes and the rodeo dudes. You don't want to mess with those guys.
Yeah, no, it was a city boy mistake, obviously a city slicker mistake. No, but dude, that golf team, Victor Hovland played there, correct?
Yeah, Victor Hovland, Matthew Wolf, they were all there. I was there, they were nasty.
So what's your thought process? I mean, Where are you at the state of Oklahoma State football right now? Obviously, a little bit struggling. Chuba Hubbard's not going to be there. Canadian. Yeah. What's going on there? Am I going to be betting against them all year? Is that what it's going to be?
You might be. Yeah. Let's be honest. I mean, I hope not, but I don't really know. It's hit or miss.
Yeah. Are you going to be – so how far do you actually live from Oklahoma State?
It's in Stillwater, Oklahoma, small town. It's like 3.5 hours from Dallas. Okay. So I'll go up there for a couple games, check it out.
I might honestly – like, I was thinking about this offseason doing like a 2-week road trip, like officially unofficial on wheels. And I'm just going to go like state to state, just hammer out golf content, interviews. It might be something that might be going here. So Oklahoma, Texas might be on the radar. We'll see. But that would actually be dynamite. Like,
you got to get down to Texas for a little golf tournament or something.
I think I've been to Texas once in my life, and I'm amazed by it. It's so big. It's crazy. I mean, when I think of Texas, I think of Jerry's World. So I'm assuming you're a Cowboys fan. Is that correct?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, Dak's going to be hurt this year. You're going to have Gucci DiNucci taking snaps. So that's going to be electric.
I don't know that DiNucci's going to take us to the promised land, though.
So are you a fantasy football guy? A couple more things. So are you a fantasy football guy? Like, what's the stake going into it? Yeah.
I've got like two leagues that I've been doing for like, we do the same league every year. So that's fun to just keep up. Like, some friends that I don't necessarily see all the time, but it's kind of one of those things where we all
reunite. What does the last place guy get? Do you guys do like that funny last place shit?
Oh, we haven't actually.
Wow.
Sure. We need to.
I think actually, so I've heard a couple good ones. The one that I think my league is doing is if you come in last place in the league, you have to play a full golf round in women's clothes, like in women's, like a skirt and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's the good stuff. Or I've seen guys have to do lemonade stands and like the side of a main intersection, just all that kind of shit. That's stuff that keeps entertaining.
Yeah. One of my buddies, he was in a league and the loser had to hop on a Greyhound bus and go to like way west Texas, like 8 hours away, and come back. It's like a 16-hour bus ride. He had to go just ride the Greyhound for a day. And then have you seen anything about like the Waffle House one? Like, you gotta eat 24 waffles in a certain amount of time.
Yeah, that's like, that. Like, that's absurd. Like, that's I think that's diabetes. Like, the people that do that are absolute psychopaths, man. So I mean, your season's how many more starts do you have left? Your season's cutting down, right?
Four, I believe. Yeah,
four. So let's go zero ERA each time. Like, let's fuck around here. I mean, let's ramp up the throw ups. Let's ramp up the ERA. Let's get it going, man. I need to see one more throw up. I'll be honest with you. I need to see at least one more throw up.
I'm gonna try and keep it off the field. I hope you don't get to see another one.
Dude, it's just. I mean, maybe rip a smelling salt. You know, it'd be electric smelling salt throw up. Like, that would break the internet. You're smelling salt, immediately throw up. I mean, it's just incredible. So, anyways, Anyways, he's, I mean, obviously, hopefully, actually, because the AAA season's actually extended, so hopefully you get called to AAA by the time the season's over for that, but whatever. Either way, you're going to – I'll call this. Jonathan Easy will be in the show next year, and I'll be there dialed in, especially with the fact he's been throwing this year. But anyways, he's, man, it was a pleasure. How to get you on? The throw-up heard around the world. A massive Giants Junta guy, friend of the show. Appreciate you doing this, brother, and let's carve the next four starts. Let's get it going.
Sounds like a plan, man. Thanks for having me on, as always. I'm sure we'll be back.
Thank you for listening to Officially Unofficial. Make sure you guys subscribe and leave a review on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at Fish on a Fish Pod and on Instagram at Officially Unofficial Pod. Thank you.